This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's our toll-free number. Thank you for joining us in hour number two of our show. We do 3 hours of live radio every evening, 365 days a year. Now, there's a couple exceptions. Sometimes we're away at conferences and stuff like that, but 99% of the time, if you tune in, you're going to get live talk radio with a focus on liberty. That's a focus you don't see often. You see Democrats talking about how bad Republicans are, and you have Republicans talking about how bad Democrats are.
And I usually agree with the Republicans on how bad Democrats are, and I usually agree with the Democrats on how bad Republicans are.
Exactly. We're pretty much a libertarian talk show. You're going to get some ideas that you may not have heard before. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
It's Jay.
And Angie.
And we're going to kick things off in hour number two with, actually, I think some good news out of, these are words I never thought I'd say. We're going to kick the hour number two off with some good news out of California. I just never imagined I would ever say that. No, occasionally there have been good things that happen in California, not enough to counter all the bad things that have happened to the people of California. But this comes to us from the Daily Beast. California now has one of the strictest use of force laws in the U.S. Now, what's a use of force law? Those are laws that put limitations on police or put regulations around them using force against regular people. California has had some
really...
You mean
that doesn't exist already?
Never.
What's that?
Force from police.
So that doesn't exist already? It's, you know, laws that police, you know, can't be using excessive force on people and stuff like that?
They do. They list them. There are all sorts of laws, but there's also all sorts of exceptions.
Oh, like, and I fear for my life.
Exactly.
So I shot the pug.
California Governor Gavin Newsom on Monday signed into law what will arguably become the nation's strictest standard for police use of lethal force. The new law, known as Stephon Clark's Law, after the unarmed black man who was killed by police in the state capital, Sacramento, last year, will usher in significant changes for police procedures when it takes effect on January 1st, 2020. In the new year, California police will no longer be allowed to shoot a fleeing suspect unless they pose an immediate danger. Now, let's think about that. They were there were not regulations that stopped California police from shooting fleeing suspects before this law goes into effect. Now, police always have to have, they have to justify the shooting. They have to say, like you said, Jay, I feared for my life. Another standard was he was escaping. He was getting away. He may continue to do harm. This is specific to cases where the suspect is fleeing. California police will no longer be allowed to shoot at fleeing suspects unless they pose an immediate danger, a long overdue update that dates all the way back to 1872. New language in the law also stipulates that law enforcement can only use deadly force when, quote, necessary, unquote, as opposed to the current wording of when it is reasonable, unquote.
I wonder how the law defines necessary as it applies to this particular statute.
And how are they going to determine if they pose an immediate danger? What, someone running and they have their back to you? Maybe you're scared of them because it's dark.
I think it's going to be very difficult for them not to be. And if there are standards and laws in place, this is going to open up police to lawsuits. Now, we got to look at California. This is where a whole lot of people, going back to Rodney King, when people have been disgusted by the police saying, well, I feared for my life, therefore I had to shoot that man running away from me in the back. Under this, it seems like that would no longer be easy. It was reasonable for me to shoot him because he was running. No, now it has to be necessary.
Pesky cameras on everyone's phones, getting these cops busted.
Absolutely. Another crucial alteration will show its effects in the courtroom. Under the new law, prosecutors will now be able to take into account the actions of the officers and victim leading up to the fatal incident, replacing current rules that only allow prosecutors to consider the seconds surrounding the use of lethal force. So I find that kind of interesting, too, that under California law, when dealing with this incident of shooting, they can only discuss like a few seconds before. And that doesn't tell the whole story.
So is this police union money being diverted to the pension programs for the cops now so the cops stop quitting their jobs? Because I could imagine the police union would be hardcore anti this law, or they helped write it, one or the other.
I suspect they are anti. This is going to cause more lawsuits against law enforcement and more lawsuits against cities and states, cities in the state of California.
And there's a tremendous amount already. The thing is you don't hear about them because everybody has to sign a non-disclosure statement to get that money.
Right. And if they want money, they're told the only way to get it is to settle, and that's why these things get buried often. Broadening the timeline could allow prosecutors to view such cases with greater context. Supporters believe the expansion will also encourage departments to further emphasize de-escalation practices. Assemblywoman Shirley Weber, Democrat, who authored the bill, called it, quote, an aggressive effort to retrain our officers and change the culture of police. I, for one, am all for anything that attempts to change the culture of police. It has become a standing army in this country. If you go back 30, 40, 50 years, police were more of the Mayberry type, and now they looked like they walked off a troop carrier in Fallujah. If there's anything serious that happens now, it involves armored troops who are armed with military-grade weapons. I'm not saying they're driving SWAT vehicles. They have flashbang grenades. They have all this gear. And if you have the gear, you want to use the gear. And it's the militarization of police forces has just ramped up the violence, not against police, but ramped up the violence against citizens.
I noticed at the Trump rally that there was, these guys all had military gear. They were all in body armor. They had basically tactical SWAT-type stuff. They had what appeared to be like AR-15s. I'm not exactly sure what the rifles were. Didn't ask them. And there was also on top of the Radisson Doubletree in Manchester, there was two snipers at least.
Oh, at least.
Just hanging out up there. And there was a couple of spotters. At one time I saw four guys up there. And, you know, just everywhere around Manchester, there was cops just ready for straight-up combat.
So I don't doubt that Secret Service, they were there in heavy force. Secret Service are actually a little bit harder to detect because they don't usually run around looking like they're armed to the teeth.
I detected one, and I asked him about it, and he got all pissed off.
Exactly. The ones that are all armed to the teeth are New Hampshire's own police forces, right. Manchester Police, right here in bucolic New Hampshire. Why are our policemen looking like troops? 855 453. This is Free Talk Live.
I am giving away $100 in Bitcoin Cash on September 2, 2019. And I'm not giving it away because I like giving away money. Quite the contrary. It's because I need a favor. Please go to demo.freetalklive.com and fill out the survey there as thoroughly as you like. There's an optional email slot. And if you put your email in there, you will forever be signed up for whatever prize I'm giving to incentivize people that month to fill out my form. Advertisers need this info on our listeners, so fill it out as truthfully as you can, please. Demo.freetalklive.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. Michael Vaney ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more, this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That is our toll-free number. That's the number you call to get on the air and bring up whatever you like. That's the beauty of a actual a talk show that didn't try to make you talk about what we want you to talk about. We want you to talk about what you want to talk about. 855-450-3733 or hit us up on Discord. Discord is a cool app. Just load it on your tablet, on your phone, on your PC, your laptop. Check out where to go at discord.lrn.fm. Use your high-speed internet connection and your quality microphone, and you will sound like you are right here in the studio with us. But first, I wanted to tell you about Freedom's Phoenix. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation website. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty? Freedom's Phoenix .com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Check it out. Go to freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com, freedomsphoenix.com.
At the top of freedomsphoenix.com, right now it says Matrix 4, officially a go, with Keanu Reeves, Carrie Ann Moss, and Lana Wachowski. I didn't know there was going to be a Matrix 4. That's awesome.
Ian and I were talking about that just before the show. Yeah, because I pulled up to the studio playing Wake Up by Rage Against the Machine. It was one of the songs in the original Matrix. I'm kind of jazzed about it. I love the first Matrix movie. To me, it was revolutionary. There were things that were ideas that were presented that had a liberty spin on them that we had never been presented with in a super popular film. And a lot of the techniques used in the film were kind of groundbreaking at the time. And then Phoenix, Matrix Revolutions and Matrix Reloaded came out after that. And I found both of the sequels kind of confusing.
The guy that taught me blacksmithing, one of the guys that taught me blacksmithing, actually made a lot of swords for Keanu Reeves' stuntman, whose name is Brent Stitlowski. They're from Munson, Massachusetts, a town just south of me.
Gotcha.
Right, I grew up in Palmer. So, but this guy would, like, get suspended from school because when he was in high school, he would crawl down a gutter four flights, like, literally, like, shimmy down the gutter on the outside of the building at the end of school and leave school. And that was always, like, a big thing in town. This guy was just, like, you know, I think he actually got expelled from high school over just, like, crazy stuff like
that. For being an amateur stuntman.
Yeah. But The Matrix woke a lot of people up when I was in high school.
It did.
When I came out.
It did.
A lot of my friends were like, wow, you know, the stuff you've been talking about. I didn't even see the movie, and I kind of knew the line because my buddies were all telling me about it. They went and saw this movie.
Yeah.
And, you know.
You're just a pawn. You're being controlled by the people who are really in control. You go about your daily job. You don't know what's really going on beneath. Do you want to take the red pill or the blue pill? Do you want to stay right where you are, just happy? Or do you want to see how far down the rabbit hole goes? Those were a lot of, I thought, innovative ideas to throw out in a movie. It was one of those things that I'd read about. I'd read a lot of libertarian novels and stories and things like that, but it was the first time a lot of those things actually made it onto the big screen, which I thought was kind of interesting and kind of innovative. And so I still see Keanu Reeves in a lot of stuff. I mean, John Wick, that was a blockbuster. Angie's shaking her head. You don't remember, you didn't watch John Wick?
No.
I don't think I watched it either, actually.
Yeah, those are probably the most violent possible movies you could ever watch.
I did watch The Matrix, but I did not watch any of the sequels.
Yeah, that was, I think, a good time to quit.
Yeah, I was happy with the first one.
Just watch the first one, yeah. The second ones were just trying to explain every possible question you could have ever had about the Matrix, and I think they just succeeded in making it more complex. The Wachowskis, as they are now known, it used to be the Wachowski brothers, and first one and then the other transitioned. They're both trans ladies now. And they are just known as the Wachowskis. They're going to be at the helm for this new, I guess you call it a reboot sequel. I don't know how they're going to play it. They've got a lot of the original. I think the original director is coming back for it. Both Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss, who were the stars of the first one. The only one I haven't heard about was Lawrence Fishburne. He played Morpheus.
Okay.
And but he had some good lines, some good Liberty lines, at least in the second one.
Ernie Hancock likes to use a lot of Morpheus stuff as his bumper music.
Exactly what I was saying. Freedom's Phoenix, that's Freedom's with an S, Phoenix.com. His bumper music includes a short little speech from Morpheus, and I think that was in Matrix Reloaded. That's where he did that. But
I hear it just about every morning because I have a
you're listening.
Declare Your Independence with Ernie Hancock is on LRN.fm feed from 9 to noon time every day, and then it's on after this show. This morning show is on after this show during the week. If you listen on LRN.fm,
yeah, it's and Ernie's a great guy. I got a chance to talk to him for the first time at ForkFest. I've listened to him for 5-6 years. He used to be, I told him, he used my morning drive. Every day on the way into work, I had a phone through my employer that had unlimited internet. So, heck yeah, every morning was Declare Your Independence. And I just have a lot of respect for him as a broadcaster. And he knows where we should be going.
Oh, yeah.
And
62 miles above the grid. That's his Pirates Without Borders stuff.
855 450 free. We've got open phones. I'd love to hear from you. 855-450-3733. So what do you think? You think this new Matrix movie is gonna blow up? Is it going to fizzle?
I think it will blow up, personally, just because of Keanu Reeves and the hype behind it. I think that it'll do well at the box office. I probably won't go see it. Probably won't see it when it comes out. But, I mean, I'm sure I'll hear about it.
Yeah.
I wonder how much CIA money is going to be injected into this, because there's a lot of... Ernie talks about this with the subject. Some movie, I can't remember. I'm just trying to think what it is. And it was basically about, like, one of these military incidents in the Middle East somewhere. It was a movie that was produced a few years ago, and the CIA stepped in and says, hey, you're not going to put, like... And then, and they offered him funding. They basically just offered him funding somehow.
I can't imagine how the CIA would benefit from a...
The CIA front company was, basically re-scripted part of this movie. I can't remember the movie, but he was talking about it this past week.
What do you think? Is the Matrix going to blow up? Is it going to be all that? I don't know. But I'd love to talk about whatever you're interested in. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. Comparison. So many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on up to crypto whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is eliminating student loan debt for veterans who are completely and permanently disabled.
I am taking executive action to ensure that our wounded warriors are not saddled with mountains of student debt.
Speaking to veterans in Kentucky, President Trump says he signed a memorandum directing the Department of Education to eliminate all debt owed to those who served. They want to end the long-standing federal court agreement that limits how long the government can hold illegal immigrant children in custody. Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleen says the system is currently attracting people to cross the border.
The driving factor for this crisis is weakness in our legal framework for immigration. Human smugglers advertise, and intending migrants know well, that even if they cross the border illegally, arriving at our border with a child has meant that they will be released into the United States to wait for court proceedings that could take 5 years or more.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom. Free as in Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. I got a story here. Because the police have to get involved to keep us safe. That's always what we need the police to do, to keep us safe. We need laws to keep us safe. And have you ever heard of hard seltzer?
Oh, yeah.
What's the big brand out there? Claws. Have you ever seen Claws Hard Seltzer?
I have not, but I've heard of Hard Seltzer.
Right. It's the biggest, latest thing in alcoholic beverages. I guess that's the biggest trend going right now. See, I'm really boring. I like really good beers, and that's it. I like good wines, too. I'm not much of a hard liquor drinker.
I'm more of a liquor drinker. Gotcha. Used to be coconut rum, but now it's tequila, Patron.
The problem is all the American beer and wine is so loaded with glyphosate because of the Roundup they spray on all the
Don't
wheat.
Don't tell me this.
And all the
quiet
wineries and everything's
no.
crazy. Yeah.
Don't ruin my good beers.
I saw a headline, something about the arsenic in a lot of wine that they recall in some.
Possible. I'm not familiar with that story, but police have decided that they have to remind everyone that hard seltzer drinkers, they have to remind them that, quote, laws still do apply.
I want to walk around with seltzer can drinking seltzer in public just so they can come harass me about it. They'll be like, is that alcoholic? I'm like, oh, can you smell the vodka?
It would be an open container, though, right?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. I mean, seltzer's a big thing here in where the show is being broadcast from Keene, New Hampshire. I'm going to say in New England, seltzer's a bigger thing here than almost anywhere. Like, I go to the grocery store, and there's a section at least as big as Coke or Pepsi that's selling
Polar
seltzer. I mean, Kansas, it's everywhere. I never really got into it. It tastes like sparkly stuff that doesn't have quite enough flavor.
Well, they're right.
Because I'm used to
Worcester, you know. Massachusetts.
Is that right? That's where they're from.
Well, it says it on a can. And when I was living in Manchester, I would drive through Worcester two or three times a week to go out. You know, I was working for a guy in Western Mass, and you drive right by this several acres of a big Polar seltzer, Polar soda campus. You see hundreds of semi-trailers and all the carbonated, you know, silo tower things. And
correct me if I'm wrong, they have 37 billion different flavors.
Oh, I don't know.
Polar does. Every time I get it, it just blows my mind.
But the raspberry comes from the anal gland of a beaver, I believe.
Good to know.
That sounds yummy.
And for those of you who are looking for something that came out of the anal gland of a beaver, Polar raspberry seltzer water is probably better than the alternative.
All raspberry flavor that is, quote, natural flavors is from this, like, beaver anal gland. Natural flavors can be, like, one of, like, any couple thousand ingredients.
They are, and they are pretty disgusting. So, and when you see it on the label, oh, natural flavors.
It must be yummy.
It must be yummy. But I mean, then you find out how they arrive at that flavor, and it's not always what you think it is. But the police are going nuts because somebody posted something on social media. Oh, my God, it might seem obvious, but a Wisconsin police department felt the need to remind citizens that laws still apply when you're drinking, even if it's White Claw hard seltzer. I'm glad you policemen in Wisconsin felt that it was better to spend your time on this particular campaign than doing something like, I don't know.
Rape kits?
Rape kits, that's a good
one. There's always a few thousand of them.
Maybe you could process your backlog of rape kits. You could close out some missing children. So I'm sure there's a few missing children's cases in Wisconsin. Well,
based on the whole Jeffrey Epstein stuff and all this thing going on with the pedophile elite, there's probably an incentive to not really look too hardly at missing children. But cops aren't really there to, you know, to serve and protect the people. They serve and protect the state.
And nor do they have any obligation to protect you. That has been determined by the U.S. Supreme Court numerous times. They have no obligation to keep people safe. In response to a popular social media term, the Kenosha Police Department in Wisconsin took to Facebook to remind citizens about the truth. While some people like to say, quote, ain't no laws when you're drinking claws, unquote, the Kenosha Police Department disagrees. The police department took to Facebook to share a message with their followers. Quote, recently we have heard the saying going around, quote, ain't no laws when you're drinking claws, unquote. We are here to remind you that even when you're drinking White Claws, laws still do apply. Remember to drink responsibly and never drink and drive.
I disagree with laws still apply. First off, I don't think there's any laws that say anything about this.
Hard cider.
Yeah. It might be a statute, a code, or a regulation, which are not laws.
Now, states, you know, most states, all states have some age of consent. Alcohol consumption.
Sure, which is some statutory thing.
Right.
Doesn't apply to me.
That's fine. But for a lot of people, they do see that, the drinking age is 21, the drinking age is whatever it happens to be, and that's the law they follow because they know what's going to happen if they don't follow that particular law.
Do they really follow that law?
Well, when I was 18, I can say no. When I was 17, I can say no. When I was 16, I can say hell no. I never followed any underage drinking laws. They did not have the desired effect. What they did was they made alcohol seem cool.
Desirable.
Desire. Something I can do that only grown-ups can do.
Yep.
I can do that. So what did we do every weekend? Found a way to get alcohol. And that's still what goes down today. Now, countries like Germany, for example, that have much lower regulations when it comes to underage drinking. You know, if you're old enough to see over the bar, you can have a beer. And I don't know what Germany is right now, but it's always been more permissive. When it's more permissive, kids find out at a younger age that there's not that much that you're really missing.
My little sister was that just turned 16, and she had went to Germany for a semester of school, foreign exchange deal.
Right.
And she's out in Colorado, and when she came home, like, hey, did you drink any alcohol? She was like, well, she goes, I got like an 8-ounce glass of wine with dinner every night. And when we went out to eat, I asked them if I could order a beer. And they're like, sure. And they brought her a big mug of beer. She says, I couldn't even finish it all. And the other thing, too, is there's no glyphosate in German beer. That stuff's not allowed in Germany, that Roundup.
So according to whatever random website I just pulled up, minors 16 years of age and older may drink undistilled alcoholic beverages, such as wine and beer, without accompaniment, and... once they hit 18, then you can drink liquors, distilled spirits, in Germany. So where is this rampant teenage use of alcohol in Germany?
It isn't rampant. My little sister said it just wasn't a big thing because...
It wasn't a big thing. It wasn't a big deal.
And there was parties every weekend, where you know, just like where I grew up in Western Mass, there was parties in the woods, keggers in the woods, and somebody always got kegs and somebody... sold cups for $5 a piece, and there was big parties everywhere, all the time.
But the thing is, I'm sure kids probably got tired of that. It's like, oh, do I really want to go to another party? I go to this big one because there's supposed to be a band there. But I imagine it's probably not as big a deal as it was in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what you get when you prohibit things. You are picking and choosing the vices and trying to influence people. People are going to do what they want. 855 453. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's free as in Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. That's the number you can call to get on the air. What are you going to talk about? I don't know. You talk about what you want to talk about. Don't worry about what we're talking about. We're talking about the police in Wisconsin. Just reminding everybody that if you're drinking claws, there are still laws. So don't forget that we have laws in Wisconsin. Ain't no laws when you're drinking claws has been seen on social media. But the Kenosha Police Department felt that they just had to weigh in. They had to bring this up and remind people that there are still laws. Have you ever been so drunk that you forgot that there are this thing called the state, that there are policemen out there that are going to actively look for you, that are likely going to violate your protected rights according to the Constitution? Do you ever forget that they are out there?
I have forgotten that they are out there.
Have you? Tell me about this.
Yeah, well, because you're having a good time, the last thing you think about is some police officer.
A buzzkill.
Yeah. I don't do that.
That's a good point.
I'm not afraid of them.
I generally I've always made the point at like large gatherings and parties, probably with the exception of Pork Fest and Liberty Forum,
okay,
not to drink.
Yeah.
Because I want to be the guy that deals with the cops.
Right.
Because I feel like I can send them away the most efficient way possible. And if the spokesman, per se, or the guy who volunteers to go deal with the cops doesn't smell like he's been drinking, that helps.
It throws him off completely.
And then especially, you know, when I'm, you know, first thing I tell them is, you know, we each require $50,000 an hour to carry out orders from the police, and we will be filing claims with risk management division of whatever city you're in or state or whatever.
So does this chase them off?
Yeah. I've had them leave several times. I've told them that they need a warrant, that I will be investigating and making sure they have complied with the law and that they have signed sworn oaths of office.
But if you're drunk, if you've been drinking, even if you're not driving, no. If you've been driving, and not you, but anybody, if you've been drinking and a cop comes up to you and he wants to know who you are, you've got to show him your license, right?
Well, not if you don't have one.
That opens up a whole new can of worms.
And more to the point, I was being facetious there. Most of the time, most states have laws that do require you to provide proof of identification when you're driving. Some states have requirements for proof of identification when you're walking down the street. Some states do. Some states, and New Hampshire isn't the only state like this, that do not require you to show who you are if you're not operating a motor vehicle. And you should look into the state laws of your state and find out, when exactly do I have to show cops identification? When exactly do I have to identify myself to police? And you're going to find out that the answer may not be what you always thought it was. First of all, I advise people, know what the law is. You're going to break it, that's fine.
I think you should have evidence whether the law applies. Simply write the state attorney general's office a letter. Actually, write them a public records request. If in New Hampshire, it's called a 93 action. Massachusetts is the 460 action. But a public records request asking them for the evidence that they rely on, that the New Hampshire Code and Constitution apply.
Absolutely. You
and
could
ask
do that,
them
too.
To certify if it does not exist, this document does not exist. And what happens is they ignore you.
I don't doubt that they will ignore you.
They absolutely will
every time. For the average listener on the show, they may not want to go into all that. At least Google what your laws are and then do a little bit more legwork like Jay recommends. Why not? Why not ask them to show you where this law is? And if they can't provide it, that tells you something, doesn't it?
MarkStevens.net, he does a Saturday show that is on LRN every Saturday afternoon from 4 to 7. And Mark Stevens, if you just Google Mark Stevens and plea of guilty, the guy's really good at this kind of stuff. Where's the evidence that the code and constitution apply to me? Anybody who can, like, you know, get to his website, I feel is competent enough to take, you know, an hour and just study this information and walk in any courtroom and do this. Practice it first with your friends. Where's the evidence? Just ask questions. Don't make any statements. Just, where's the evidence? I need to have the evidence. If you have the evidence that the code and constitution apply to me, then I'm willing to plead guilty and save everybody time.
So other than that, what are some other things you can do if you're confronted by the police?
Shut up.
You can't shut up. You have the right to remain silent. That's part of the Miranda decision. And you don't have to talk to them. You certainly don't have to say anything that incriminates you. If a cop asks you, well, you how much you had to drink, just like one or two, don't answer that. Don't answer anything. Don't answer anything. That's the best advice. The police are not your friends. They're not there to make sure your night ends great.
And the more they try to be your buddy, I'm here to help you out, I'm going to help you through this. I've had cops tell me this stuff before.
Oh, sure.
The more they're trying to be your buddy, the harder you're getting screwed. Basically,
your radar should be going up and up and up. When they tell you this, this is meant to disarm you. Another thing that the Supreme Court has found, that it is perfectly legal and acceptable, so says the Supreme Court, for police to lie to you.
Yeah.
They absolutely can lie to you. The police know this, and they can, in the pursuit of finding out the truth, their truth, about a crime or a crime that may have been committed, can lie to make you say things that you might not have otherwise said to them. So the best advice is, know your rights. Don't tell them anything beyond what you're legally required to. And if it's a big deal, let it go to court. Don't just immediately take the plea deal if you can afford not to take the plea deal. Now, the problem is that they offer these plea deals after you've been charged with 19 different counts of whatever it is. They will stack the charges against you. They will make the plea deal so attractive if I just plead guilty to this one little misdemeanor, I can worry about all these 50 other misdemeanors they charge me with. If I only plead guilty to this one felony, they won't charge me with the other 50 felonies they've charged me with.
I got 2 points of clarification. First, in Massachusetts, the Massachusetts State Police Academy actually trains police officers in lying to suspects to get them to flip on other suspects or to get them to even confess on crimes. They'll separate two guys and be like, your buddy told me that this contraband is yours. And then they tell the other guy, hey, your buddy told you the same exact thing. The second point is, as you were talking about, the last thing you were bringing up there, Chris.
Plea deals.
When you, and I was just talking with someone on Facebook about this today, when you do a plea deal, you take the plea deal, and what happens is you become a revenue target.
Oh, yeah.
When they know that you will take a plea deal, even if it's just a continuance without a finding, and the fee is waived, you become a target. When you stand against these guys, when you fight them tooth and nail, when you appear in court, like what's happening here in New Hampshire, is there's a cop in Grafton, New Hampshire, who is reported saying, I will not write tickets or pull people over with Montana plates because I know I'm going to court. Because there's so many free staters running Montana plates
in
New Hampshire, and they just don't want the aggravation because it's not low-hanging fruit. Once they realize you're an easy harvest for revenue, you are now a target. And when they run your plate and they see that you've been found guilty, that you've been found responsible, that there was a plea deal, your stuff shows up. It probably gives you a credit rating on, okay, pull this guy over because he's easy to extract from. But everybody knows that a plea deal has literally became a target for life.
It sounds counterintuitive, but don't think that the government doesn't see you as a...
It's like the schoolyard bully.
Yeah, number one, a way to make money, but if you give them some inclination you're willing to pay a little extra, they're going to take advantage of that. And lots of states and lots of areas have, you know, and the other question is, where does the revenue go? Some goes to the state itself. Some stays right in your community. They really like to talk about how that is. We're going to get back into this conversation, but I want to hear what's on your mind. What is interesting you this evening? 855 453. This is Free Talk Live.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.